This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers have been sickened. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the infection have been identified here in the United States. Meanwhile, in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying necessities would be allowed access to the city center. All of this means cancellations for a large variety of China's Lunar New Year celebrations, affecting millions of people. The AP's Charles Ledesma has that part of the story.
Most Lunar New Year festivities have been cancelled across mainland China and scaled back in the semi-autonomous city of Hong Kong. The new coronavirus from a family of viruses that also caused the deadly SARS epidemic in 2002-03 has forced many people to stay at home, with temples, major tourist sites and movie theatres all shuttered as authorities seek to limit the spread of the virus. While in Hong Kong, authorities cancelled a fireworks show and a four-day carnival because of concerns about the virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Australia, the bodies of three American firefighters who died aboard a crashed tanker plane have been recovered, along with the cockpit voice recorder. This as their grieving families arrived in Sydney. In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims believed buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below-freezing temperatures. From Washington, this is VOA News.